Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan. And our moderator, Tiffany.
Hello.
Yay,
Yay.
we're all back. We
Gang's
are
all
all
here.
back. No emergencies, no ESETIs, no, we're back.
Yes. Yeah, it's I feel bad 'cause it's been my track record.
That's okay.
I'm off to
Yeah.
ESETI, and then last week I was all ready to go, and then our little puppy got into something he shouldn't have, and we, to be safe versus sorry, brought him to the vet. So sorry, guys. Little Galahad took precedence over you. He
Yeah.
was not looking well. He was looking a little pukey and lethargic, and you
Yeah.
don't know what's going on with a puppy when that happens. So
But he's
yeah.
all good now.
Yeah, he slept it off while we were waiting for the vet, to tell you the truth. By the time he woke up, we sat in the car and he just napped,
Was all
then
better.
when he woke up from the nap, so we went to the emergency vet, which, he wasn't an emergency. He was just kind of looking
Yeah.
pukey. So they were keeping an eye on him and coming back and forth, but there were people that needed to go ahead of us, and so we literally sat there for 2 hours while he slept. And when he woke up, he was all perky. I was like, "Can we go home?"
Yeah. He's all better now.
But it was just even just being there, knowing that if something did shift with him, we could run him inside. So it actually worked out really well. And now we know to be very careful about certain things. It's baby proof in this place. We're not used to it.
Oh, I'm doing the same here
Except
with
for
the
the
kitten.
puppies.
It's like, yeah, it's. I thought I had things relatively. No, no. So many things.
Yeah.
Okay, another plant I need to put up and out of the way. And this room is completely blocked off. She can't get in here because she gets into everything.
Yeah.
And but yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of the way it is. It's like, what do you got in your mouth now? And it's like, man, I remember saying that to the kids. What you just put in your mouth? Yeah. I don't know why that's the idea with babies. Oh, here's something, put it in my mouth.
Yeah, textures and teething, I think, has a lot to do with those teeth.
Something. Anyways, Tiffany unmuted. She's gonna have wisdom. Oh.
Yeah.
I did. I was gonna say no, it has to do with the mouth feel. They put things in their mouth because they're trying to figure out what it is, and so it's a mouth Oh.
feel thing.
Oh.
Yeah, you're welcome. That's because I learned that from my, pseudo child Piper. So she did that too, everything in the mouth.
Yeah.
She used to carry rocks around. I freaked out, so I started hiding rocks from her because I thought she was going to swallow them. So, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, because that's bad news if they swallow rocks.
Well.
So, all right. So that's where we've been, you guys. So sorry. He said he was pretty cool a couple weeks ago, but I think we already talked about that, didn't we? Or did
No.
we have a show?
We recorded the show that was on that night, and we didn't have a show after that. And so, what happened to DeSeti?
I had a weird experience. I went to went so we stayed
Imagine
up. I know. I
that.
love going there because it seems like there's always a story to tell. This one isn't one of the most craziest stories, but it's still it has me going, wait, what? So we stayed up. So we got there Thursday, did Skywatch Thursday night, got to look through the infrared goggles. Oh my gosh, you guys, if you ever get a chance to look at the sky with the infrared goggles, way, that's a game changer. It's like you'll see something scooting across the sky with your eyes. You put those goggles on, and there's like 10 more things scooting across the sky. It's like, what?
Ooh.
And then I take them back, and I'm like, nope, can't see it. Then, nope. And I'm going back and forth going, wow, you could see so much more with these goggles, but they're also like a $3,000 pair of goggles. So
I need to go someplace special like this,
yeah, so this is where he said he comes in nice. So we got to have that experience, and we sat out there until probably after it was after midnight. And then the pathway, I'm telling you this story because it applies. The path we took back to the tents, we walked through this one area right straight across from my tent, go to bed, say goodbyes, all the things. In the morning, I could hear something walking around outside. Well, there's deer walking around and stuff, but that sounds a little different than like human footsteps.
Right. Yeah, deer are very light-footed.
Yeah. In fact, the next morning, I think that happened on purpose because the next morning, there was a deer. I was like, And I could tell it was a deer. And I was like, oh, a deer. And I go to unzip the thing, just the slice, little zipper noise, and it takes off, right? Well, the first morning, so this would be Friday morning, right after that late sky watch thing. I heard it sounded like someone walking, and I was there with my friend Larry. He was in a tent just off from mine, and so I thought, oh, he's probably up. So I unzipped and I looked, and I'm looking over in his area. I don't see anything, and I look straight out, and there's this little green tent sitting right where we walked through.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, huh, when did they get there? They had to get here pretty late because we didn't see it last night when we came through. And I was like, man, they were super quiet. I didn't hear anybody pull in, pull out. Whoever put that out was a ninja. You know, I was like, wow. And I know I didn't not, I would have seen it because I was actually kind of looking at that area going, that would probably be a nice flat area to put a tent, but it wasn't shaded completely from the sun and the heat. So I didn't want to put mine there. So I know there wasn't a tent there. Anyway, so I zip back up and I'm figuring, okay, if Larry was up, he took off. If that was him walking around, whatever, he took off. So I kind of dozed off maybe 45 more minutes or so, not very long. And then I was like, all right, I can't really sleep. I'm getting up. So I get up, go outside, no tent, no tent across the way. And I was like, where did the tent go? So then Larry's coming over and he's like, oh, good morning. And it turned out he had actually still been sleeping himself. And I said, did you see anybody pack up and leave from over here? And he goes, what do you mean? And I said, the little green tent that was over here. And he goes, there wasn't a green tent over here. And I said, well, I know there wasn't last night. So I tell him this whole story and he's like, no, there was no tent. And you can hear when cars are coming and going, like we're
You
right there by
think?
the road. So weird. So not sure what timeline I woke up on, fell back asleep in, but I'm pretty sure that the sounds of the footsteps were probably I woke up on a timeline where there were more campers. And that's probably what I was hearing. And then I fell back asleep and woke up and back to the one where there was only like I think there was 13 of us there on a thir on the Thursday night.
Well, that would be the organizers would know who all was there, right? Or whoever was doing that part.
Yeah,
Well,
but it's kind of a
safely.
free for all when you pull in there. If you find a spot that looks like you want to camp there, you can camp there. They have areas where they say no tents here or, you know, no
Got it.
RVs or
Oh,
whatever.
okay. Okay.
But it's not like it's numbered and you get campsite number three or something. You just go there and you're like, hey, my tent will fit over there, and you put it there.
Okay.
So I just and there was a spot kind of next to me that somebody could have put a tent. And so maybe that's what happened in the other timeline. I don't know, but it was interesting. I'm
Oh, that's
like,
cool.
okay, so either Bigfoot was walking around my campsite or
Or
somebody
bear.
was up and walking around.
Or a bear. A bear could have been out there looking for food.
Don't know that they're all kind of fenced off like farmland, so I don't know if a
Okay,
bear
so
would
maybe
be in
not.
there because this is a
Okay.
ranch, this is a farm. But the deer were in there. There was a mama deer with two babies. Oh my gosh, they were so cute. And then there was this whole little group of deer the first morning when we were up making breakfast and stuff. They just kind of hung out in our little area and we just watched them. And so that part was really neat. And then there was a whole big family of turkey running
Oh, wow.
around.
So
And
cool.
I decided that baby turkeys are one of my favorite things to watch run because they look like baby little baby dinosaurs, the way that they're like.
Oh.
And they're squawking for their mom. It's like we're sitting there watching them going, I know that they're gonna find the mommy because she's on the other side of the bushes
Right.
squawking at them. And there was two of them. They're kind of
She's looking
running
for
back and
them, and
forth,
they're
and
looking
they're
for
doing
her.
this, you know. And we're just kind of watching them go. They know where she is. They can hear her, so I'm not worried about that. But oh my gosh, it was so funny to watch them do their.
Well, you've heard, I mean, I've heard that they said chickens, but then I saw on something else that it was birds in general that they were the dinosaurs.
Oh, I
That they have,
100% believe it after watching
yeah,
those
after watching
turkeys try to find and the
that,
noises that they were making. Even James come out and he was like, did you guys hear the turkeys? And I said, yeah. It was making us laugh. And he goes, I've never heard him do that before. And I said, oh, well, there was two babies that got separated. So the mommy was calling them and they were chattering back. And he goes, I've never heard him do that. That was such a weird noise. And so anyway, we had a great time. Saw a lot of movement in the sky and had a nice visit with each other.
Movement that
So
you couldn't explain, or just movement?
it, yeah, I mean, like some people will say they're satellites, but James came out the first night and people were asking him those questions, you know, how do you know it's not a satellite? And he said that the path that goes over his farm, his ranch there, is not a satellite path of some, anyways, he had a whole explanation for it. He said,
Okay.
if there's movement up there, it's most likely not a satellite. And there was a lot of movement. It was a lot. There would be
Okay.
like at one point I'm looking through those infrared goggles and I could probably count 10
Wow.
ships moving, you know, it was like a highway up there. So it was pretty crazy. And then it died off.
Wow. Okay.
Then it was like, okay, now there's nobody. And then it get went to that, oh, there's one over there. And then you wait forever. And there's a, but for probably about 20 minutes, it was like you couldn't keep up with where they all were.
Wow.
It was crazy. So that was my exciting eSETI thing. That was fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. I didn't have goggles when I was there. So,
Oh, I think
yeah.
someone donated them. And that would have been after you guys went there because
Yeah.
I went after you guys went there and they had just gotten them my first time there. So, yeah. But I highly recommend if you know somebody that's got them or you can go to eSETI, see if they're going to have the infrared goggles out.
Yeah, cool.
Okay.
Nice.
So there's
Everybody,
my
please come
stuff.
in. Tell us where you're from. We forgot to say that up front.
I
You
know,
probably
we
already
just
been doing
started
that. That's
talking.
wonderful if you do. You know the routine. Shine your light, shine up your part of the grid. It's very, very important.
Very important. And sorry, we haven't talked for a couple of weeks. Julia and I haven't. So you guys just watched us catch up. It's basically what you
Yeah,
did.
exactly. Yeah.
So,
That's our, yeah.
catching up with all of you guys. It's nice to be back and seeing all of you coming in and saying hello.
Yeah.
If you guys would like us to answer questions for you, now I got to remember what my part
I
is.
know. What's your part? Yeah.
What's my part? If you guys would like to ask questions, please put Tiffany in capital letters and put little emojis around it. Princess Tiffany, Tiffany in the clouds. You can dress it up any way you want. Just get her attention so that she'll read your question. And then Julia and I will ponder and we will think and we will wonder and then we'll say what comes to mind.
Yeah, we'll see
So,
what
yeah.
feels right.
Yeah. Perfect. All right. Did we do it?
Yeah, we did it.
I think that's good. Okay.
Any energy things that you know of?
I know that we were going into a Pisces moon with that last full moon eclipse thing that we had, and then it was
That was
like the
just recently, right?
supermoon thing. It was supposed to be the
Yeah.
biggest, appeared to be the biggest that it was going to be. Some people got some really amazing pictures of that.
Oh.
That was pretty cool.
There was an
So,
eclipse too, wasn't there?
yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah. So there was a lot going on, and it was my understanding that emotionally we were going to surface some things. Like if you were feeling agitated during that time, that would probably be normal. But a lot of people were experiencing just emotions like, why do I feel like I'm going to cry? What do I feel, you know, and it's like, and it was probably because it was a Pisces moon. That's water sign. It's
Sure.
emotional.
Yeah.
So it might have, you might have felt a little sensitive. You might have felt like hibernating. You might have felt like curling in a ball and just kind of tearing up and just letting some of the old stuff go.
Is that where we just pull the blanket over the head and
one of the things that was coming through for me with the last week or so was that there's parts of us that are ready to say goodbye. Like all, like we can't take that part with us, right? It was the part that went through all the things, all the traumas and all the things to help us get the information we needed so that we could keep ascending. And
Right.
so there's that trauma part that isn't going with us. And even though we want to heal that part and we talk about that, it's still It's kind of like saying goodbye to an old friend, if that makes sense, because it's been a part of us for so
And
long.
there you
And so
go.
when it leaves, it's kind of like, oh wow, that I didn't know I was going to feel this way about that. And so that could be what some people are feeling too, is that there is this part that, like the snake shedding the skin, it's time to shed that skin and let that piece go now.
Yeah, and what I keep
And
hearing as you're saying is it's not needed anymore. So
it's
what you
not
needed it
needed.
for whatever to get you to this point, apparently, and
And
then
you
now
can't
it's
take
just
it with you because it's holding the heavier energies, you know, that heavier frequency. So that's what's been happening that I can see and have experienced, is that, you know, things are surfacing or coming into your path because it's saying goodbye to you, not because it's time to do that cycle again. This time it's kind of more like a goodbye. This part that went through that is ready to,
You know what I'm seeing now?
you know.
I love this visual. You know, when they do the rocket ships and they have the rocket boosters, you know, and they'll have the one fall off and they can take off even further after that.
Yeah.
That's what,
Perfect analogy. That's exactly what they're saying, is it's time to let this piece go so you can, it was everything you needed to get you to that point so that you can keep going. So that's a perfect analogy.
Yeah, because then, you know, then they take off after that and they can
Yeah.
really go
Yeah. And there's
faster
no more
and.
resistance because there's no more gravity, right? So there's no more
Exactly.
resistance. Ooh, very well. Very well. All
Thank you.
right. Should we bring Tiffany in with, where is
Absolutely.
everyone from?
Let's bring Tiffany in. Any more wise words from Tiffany?
Ooh,
No
wise
wise
words.
words. No wise words?
We'll see about that.
We'll see. We both said we'll see. I have Washington, Australia, California, Texas, Florida, Michigan, Oregon, Arizona, Massachusetts, another Canada, another Australia, West Georgia, Australia, Colorado, Arkansas,
Arkansas, okay.
Oregon, Wisconsin, California,
A lot of
California.
Oregon. There was two. Yeah.
There's another one coming up. Spoiler alert.
Okay.
California, Colorado, California,
Oh,
Florida,
California. Wow. And Australia, you guys are fantastic.
Canada, Idaho, another Washington State, Arkansas, Oregon, Colorado, another Oregon, Norway,
Norway, right in the
another
middle of all the
two.
Oregons.
Ohio,
Cool.
Canada. I think I read that one twice, but that's fine. Wisconsin, New York
Texas,
City. Oh, yeah,
New
there was
York.
one. Texas. Yasmin's watching. Hello, Yasmin. Mexico City, Virginia, North Carolina. There you go.
Cool.
Beautiful. Thank you
Absolutely.
guys for all being here. What I will say is, if anyone is watching from my Facebook page, please go to one of the other Facebook pages or go to my YouTube page, because my Facebook page, for some reason, we don't see your comments. So please,
Strange I hate
thing.
it when I go over there later and I see someone's asked a question and it's probably even a really good question. And it's like, oh, I wish this would have went through. So please, post your questions on either one of the YouTube pages. Probably mine would be really cool. And or go to the Dolores Cannon page, the QHHT page, or Julia's page on Facebook. Perfect. All right. I don't even know if we're at a place where we have questions yet. I guess that would be a Tiffany question.
That would be a Tiffany
Do
question.
we have questions yet?
Questions for the question master?
That's
Yes.
right. Ooh.
We have a couple questions.
Okay.
They're kind of specific to the person, but I think you guys can make them general.
Okay.
Tinkerbell Tiffany.
Love it.
Like it already. I made really good money at my summer job and have enough to make a trip I really want to go on, but I am financially anxious about what comes next. Do I follow my heart or head? Oh, that's good. I love the first statement. I made really good money. See, that's a positive thing. Then you brought the fear in. It's
Yeah.
like, and so that's like, oh, but not sure.
just stay with that first energy. I made really good money. This all is working really, really well. See, you're the attractor, you're a magnet. So what are you putting out there? I made really good money. I make really good money. Everything works beautifully for me. Or
It
I'm really
always
stressing
works
out
out.
about I'm not sure what to do because I don't know what's going to happen. And see what the difference in the energy, that's going to be the energy you attract when you do that.
And it
This
always works out.
always works
Awesome.
out. Your heart knows. Yeah, your head's going to come in with the other, but your heart, what's a good
Here's the
way to do
thing.
that? It's like, the coin toss thing, that's a great way. It's
Oh,
like
yeah.
whatever. Yeah, it's like so you can figure out really quickly what your heart, because your heart will answer that.
Yeah. So
You know when
what
your
you're
heart
saying
wants
is
you.
flip a coin and call it in the air, and the one that you're hoping it'll land on is what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
But we manifest best when we are in the joy and the fun
True.
and the laughter and the excitement. And so if you have something on your calendar, like say Egypt in March, just throwing that out there, then you have something to look forward to, and then that raises the vibration and the energy. And you know, if you put something on the calendar and then you're fretting about it, you're creating that. But if you put something out there that you want to do, that you know, you made all this money and you get to play now, you get to do something to play. So create that and put something on the calendar, and you know, allow yourself the excitement and the joy and visualizing yourself being there and having fun and it being exactly what you wanted it to be, because that is how we are creating the realities. So I say, if you seem, and just the way Tiffany reads that, it seems like you're so excited that you have this money and you get to go do something. And then it was like, but what if? Well, what if you make more money?
Exactly.
What if
It's
that?
like the voice, you've got to be responsible. You need to hold it, you need to save
Yeah.
it. That's the mind. That's what the mind says. And that's fine, you
And
know,
you know,
you can look at those
Julia,
things.
you doing that makes me want to ask the person that's asking this question. When
Oh
Julia
yeah.
did that, which parent was
Exactly.
it?
Because I was getting that up you're it's a there's a
Yeah.
parent's voice in your head.
Please. You know, and of course, you know, our parents want the best for us, and
Absolutely.
those were different times too. So create, there's so much abundance in this world. There's enough for everyone. So
Yeah,
you'll
there's
just keep
more than
making
enough
more
for
money.
everyone.
Yeah. You'll be going, in like 4 months, you'll be going, ladies, I made so much money this fall that I think I'm going to take another trip. You know, it's just going to keep happening. You're just going to keep making the money.
It just keeps coming.
Yep.
It just
Having a
keeps
party in your bank account. Well, love it.
Yeah, so be aware, everybody, be aware what energy you have around money. If it's that, gotta hold on to it because I don't know when the next penny's coming, then that will be the angst energy around it, and you will probably see scarcity.
Yep.
But if you're like, oh my God, it's so wonderful, it just keeps flowing in and you feel it. It's not just saying it, it's feeling it. You know, the feeling you had when you that first statement, I made so much money. I made good money. See, that's a feeling.
Yeah.
And you're excited about it. Have that feeling about it of knowing that you have it. And seeing that just pulls in more because it's just a whole different thing. It's all about the feeling. It's all your magnet.
Magnet. Yep.
Yeah. So you get to determine what vibration you want to attract with. I guess that would be free will.
Free will. True. I want to do like those little emoji prayer hands or the manifest hands.
Oh.
You did it. Yay. Poof. I like it. It's going to work out for you and you're going to have a great time. Oh,
Oh, I know what it
Tiffany
was. I had somebody, I
in the
was doing something
sky.
today and I had to do something. It was so funny. I mean, what would be normally a very technical or dry thing. I love it. The person in the room that was helping me. And she goes, and bada bing, bada boom, it's all done. I loved it. Because she was a customer service person. I mean, well, I need more than that. I don't know. But anyway, but it's like, think that, you know, that's from Cinderella. Bada bing, bada boom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
Anything is possible.
anything is possible. So just what? Yeah, what magic do you want around it?
That's right. Tiffany unmuted at one point. I'm going to point that out.
I was just going to add in some wisdom. So today I learned all about trust.
Oh, right.
And I think that's applicable here, that why are you not trusting? What trust is there? And there's actually somebody else talking about fear in the chat. And I'll go back to, and that was a big topic. And the thing was, why do you not trust? Do you trust easily? Do you not trust easily? And why is it? And everything started with because of the fear that something happened in the past or something like that. There's always a fear around it all.
Or responsibility, or you have a voice in your head that's, it comes in so many different ways. Absolutely. Trust yourself to know what's right for you. I mean, that's an issue with so many people. I mean, it's just we don't trust. We always say I have trust issues, and it's like I don't trust other people. What it ultimately comes down to is you don't trust yourself. You don't trust the universe. It's like you don't trust anything to be taken care of. It's like, no, I have to do it all. I can't. And see, and then, but then we don't even trust ourselves to do it. It's like, I don't understand. I need to make it happen, but how do I make it happen? See, and that's where we're going to trust that there's more. The universe, we have this magnetic pull to all these things. That's the magic behind the curtain.
The magic is real. You guys, let's play in the magic. It's going to be great. You're going to feel it and let it swirl and take you over. All right. Do we have any more questions, Miss, what do we call her? The wisdom keeper now?
I don't know, but that was really good, Tiff. Thank you
Yeah.
for
You're
that.
welcome.
Wisdom keeper, question keeper,
Question master, somebody liked that in the chat. So
question
yes,
master.
yeah,
Question master. That was good.
that
Maybe I'll
was
write that down so I don't have to ask it again.
I'm proud of you, Tracy. You're learning.
Oh my gosh. I'm crazy with the, oh, I need to da 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 da. Oh, what's that picture? Who messaged me? Blah blah blah.
Squirrel.
Why did I pick my phone up?
Yeah. Oh gosh, all the time. All the time. And then it comes back to
Forget
me
to
when I
do
put
what
it
I was
down.
gonna
Oh,
do.
that was why I picked it up. And then I do the same thing. And then I put it down. Oh, wait a minute. I was doing something. What?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I needed to, look something up or, grab something or order something. Yeah. Anyway, sorry, Tiffany. Go ahead. Little question master in the sky with beautiful butterfly wings.
Oh, thank you. This question is from Kate. I want to say goodbye to my current job. Can you let me know anything about that? Thank you.
Salute when you do it. No.
Thank you very much. You've been wonderful. And I appreciate the learning experience, but it's time for me to move on.
Yeah. Moving on
Fine.
can be tricky. And it can kind of fall into that same category as before, where with
Absolutely.
that feeling, need to feel secure financially and all of the, everything being taken care of. It sounds like you're ready to say goodbye. Like you got this figured out. Just think about who do you want to be as you leave there. I know that one time when I was saying goodbye to a job, which was the last job that I had, wasn't always happy where I was or felt like I was treated right compared to some of the others that were there. But that wasn't going to change. I wasn't just going to walk out on them and leave them high and dry. For me, for my integrity, I wanted to give them notice. So just think about how you want to leave. What impression do you want to leave them with? And do your thing. There's something waiting for you. It sounds like you
Yeah,
just
if you're wanting to do
called
it,
it
I have
for
a
you.
feeling she wanted specifically for her, like what should be, but this is, it really is, you are the only one that knows your answer. I mean, Tracy could tap in, but we really, I love, I feel like it's you guys, and that's why I feel like this is the best way is to, tap in yourself and you have the answers. You know what you want to do. Either way, yeah, we let the fear creep in. That's the ego comes in and goes, but wait a minute, wait a minute.
But if you don't follow what the nudges are, Eventually, it gets louder and louder. If you're meant to leave, you're meant to go, it will get louder. So don't worry if you're hesitant to make that decision. Wait a little bit. It'll get
It'll
louder.
be made, or yeah, it'll get louder,
It'll
or it'll
either
be
get
made
made
for
for
you.
you or it'll get
I'm an
even
example
louder.
of that. It will get made for you. And I always say, don't wait for the universe to do it because it's not pretty.
No.
But you'll get lots of messages before that point, and you just being hard-headed, not answering when it has to get to
Or
that point.
yeah, or getting into the fear, or am I just making that up? But it sounds like you know. Like you wouldn't be asking that question if you didn't know. So something wonderful waiting for you to go branch, spread your wings, do
Right.
something
And see, there
beautiful.
again, see, you're manifesting when you do that. It's like, rather than, I don't know if I should do this. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know, that kind of stuff. See, that again, that look at that energy. But if you look at, I'm not sure what's going to happen, but maybe it could be something wonderful. But what if it could be, it's my next great step, rather than the what if, it's just, I'm going into my next great part. See, you're manifesting it. You're telling it what to be.
Yes.
And it will be something fantastic. It'll be a great, and remember, we're always here. We're having experiences to learn. So always remember that.
Yeah. I'd say, like, my higher self, when I quit the day job, so I was in the real estate world, working, managing an office, left the office, was gonna dive full time into my spiritual work, got quit the job, walked away and went, oh my God, oh my God, I better go get my real estate license or something. I need to go do, and instead of focusing all my energy where I was supposed to, I did this other thing thinking this will be a backup plan. Well, guess what? I wasted a lot of money and the universe was very clear that that was not going to be a path for me. In fact, even the day that I went to take my real estate license test, I was so sick. And I was just like, it didn't feel good. And it's like, you got to go. It's set up. And it's like, in hindsight, I'm like, oh yeah, you guys were screaming at me. And I'm sitting there going, but I need a backup plan, but I need a backup plan. And so, my thoughts were that I would do both part time. And guess what? They're both careers that need your full attention. So you don't do that. Anyway, when I finally, the moment I finally said, I am completely done with this real estate, that was a bad choice, da da da, cut the cord, canceled my license, everything started to flow. And it was,
You
so I just wanted to
committed to
say
one
that.
of the paths. You committed.
I committed to it. And so I just want to say that, try your best to not go into the fear. I could probably relate to almost any story out there. Oh yeah, I've done that. So,
Tracy's a fantastic poster child for everything.
I know. It's like, oh, I can give you an example from my life where I did that and what happened. So yeah, I just, whatever it is that you want to do, put your heart into it and give it your best shot without all the doubt and fears and all the things that we try to drag along with it. Because once I let all that go, and it took getting mad at myself for taking that detour and then just really focusing, and everything changed. That's even when the channeling started and all the things started changing. So, yeah. Anyway, trust it. Trust yourself. You got this. Anything else, Tiffany? The wisdom keeper? This time you're the wisdom keeper. When I want the questions, you're the question master. How about that?
No wisdom now.
No wisdom? Okay.
Oh, okay.
Can I have the question master then?
Yes, let me put that hat on for you. This question is from Martha. Sunflower Tiffany. A loved one is dealing with MRSA. Any
Yeah.
suggestions to make it easier?
We're all looking at you for MRSA.
I know. Well, remind me what MRSA is. See, I let all that go of names and labels and all that. It's what are the symptoms? And then that's where, because I'm just my that's so weird. That is just gone from my
Methicillin
brain.
resistant Staphylococcus aureus. It's a type of bacteria that is resistant to many antibiotics, making it difficult to treat. It can cause serious infections, particularly in healthcare settings, but can also occur in the community. Symptoms include redness, swelling, and pus at the infection site, and if left untreated, MRSA can lead to severe complications like sepsis or death. I
Okay,
prefer to
can I
push a
get the
pill when
actual
they.
symptoms from this person?
No,
That's
it
where
was
the
awesome
message
though.
is.
You sounded right, just like a commercial. You
Yeah,
did
where
a
they do all
beautiful
this
job
stuff.
reading that. Yeah.
That gives me a lot of information. Yes, that's good. So, but what are the symptoms on this specific? Because that's where the message is in the symptoms. So that's what we need to know, your exact symptoms and where they are.
Okay, so to the person that posted that, post the symptoms, we'll come back to it. Okay,
Excellent.
question master.
This question is from Carolina. Tantalizing Tiffany. I'm letting 3D stuff bring me down. What are your suggestions for finding my zing again?
I actually have a video coming out tomorrow morning that's
Of
going
course
to
you
touch on
do.
that very subject. Are you guys shocked? The fun part about it is that this is a video with Freya. Freya, the goddess Freya, is coming in to shift things
Oh,
for humanity and is asking our help to step into this energy because there's a lot of 3D things happening right now and it's like playing tug of war.
okay.
So anyways, that video is going to come out. But yeah, it is, I think there's just because we had that emotional moon thing come up, we're all kind of raw and exposed. And then some really hard things are happening that it's kind of grabbing hold of a lot of people. So it's really important as light workers that we keep each other lifted up.
Yeah, and I'm getting, as you were saying that, it's like distractions, distractions, distractions. So if we can just stop allowing ourselves to be distracted, those are just distractions. It's just, it's a matter of shifting. You actually said it in your question. How do I take my attention off of that? See, that's just distracting you. It's like, you know, you want to where you want your attention to be. So it's just, if you look at, that's just a distraction that I created so that I could teach myself how to let that go and refocus on what I want.
That's
I look forward to hearing what your video is saying. That's really cool.
pretty much the same thing. Watch it anyway, even though we just recapped it. Watch it anyway. Yeah, it was really an interesting thing because sometimes I'll just sit there and go, okay, what kind of video or what kind of subject should I be focusing on when I tune into the Daniel stuff? And I think I got asked to, like in my head, I heard Google certain goddesses or whatever. And so I Google it and Freya comes up and I just knew that's where I was supposed to go. And so I just tapped into that. And that was the message is that, because she's a goddess of love and compassion and that kind of stuff. And she's here to help us navigate some of this. And yeah.
I think something, this is coming through energetically more than words, but what I'm feeling is, and it may be for you, I don't know, but in general, we don't need to work for these things. It's not like you have to make a big effort to go take my eye off of here and go over here. It's just allow it to happen. So if you're working hard, see, then that puts your focus even more where you don't want it. So if you can just, again, it's distractions and just, this is where I want to look and just don't make it work. Just allow yourself to be reminded, be mindful of maybe that compassion part. Just be compassionate with yourself to allow it to,
Yeah.
but I'm feeling it's like, you don't work at it. It's not work.
No. And that's such brilliant advice because, again, when we look at the ascension process, the thing that gets us there is joy, love, laughter, the lighthearted things. So if you're making it work, then you're not enjoying it. And
Exactly. And it's not
then
lighthearted.
that doesn't create the manifestation. So yeah, if you use words like, oh, I'm working at it, then recalibrate that. You're in the flow of it. Even just saying it different. I'm working at it. I'm in the flow of it. it comes out so different and lighter and easier.
And even, the word try is along the same line. I'm trying, I'm trying. See, that sounds like work. Drudgery.
It's a heavy word,
It
but
is.
so play with your words and see how watch how you're saying things and then reword them and see if it feels better because they mean the same thing technically, but one is has got all of this work, who well, we love our work, but most people would be like, oh, it's work. And when you're in the flow of things or when you're in the grace of it or whatever, just use lighter words to describe it and
Exactly.
see how it
Feel the energy around the word.
Yeah.
Yeah,
It's a
and pick
powerful
different
thing.
words. I think that's a great exercise because that will get you even more sensitive. That allows you to start when you're tapping into these words and stuff and realizing just that. What's the energy around that? How does it feel when I say it, when I get into it? How does it feel? That's the energy around that word. And then pick another word. It's like, well, what energy would I like to have? Okay, well, then start picking other words until you get the one that you like.
Yeah.
Play with it.
I mean, I've done this where let's say I have a session or something tomorrow and I would be like, "Oh, I have a session tomorrow of da da da." Nope, that's not how I want to say that. Oh, I get to have a session tomorrow.
Yeah, sometimes it's like
And
I
change
have to
it.
do a session,
Yeah.
or I have to do XYZ. I have to pay the bills. I have to. Yeah, it's drudgery.
I get to pay the bills. I get to,
I
I
get
have the
to.
money to pay the bills. I get to pay the bills. I created the bills. Now I get to pay the bills.
Exactly.
And I have all the support to pay the bills, and it's just keep saying those things. Catch yourself. And sometimes we don't realize we're doing it because we don't talk out loud, we're doing these things in our head. So I've suggested even to people to find yourself a buddy to just say out loud, how was your day? So you can listen to how you're describing it. And then do it again in a way that you got to do that. You get to do this. This happened for me, those types of things.
Very important.
Yeah.
Really, really important.
Wisdom keeper, do you have anything to add to that?
No wisdom.
No wisdom. Okay. Question
He
master, do we have any
concurs.
other questions?
She concurs with our wonderful wisdom.
Concur.
So Martha answered that the symptoms are big breakouts anywhere on the body. I'm sure you want more description.
And you're saying anywhere on the body. Okay, so that's on the skin. Another thing would be, when did it start? When did these symptoms start? And then with that, what was going on in their life at that time? Okay, and that will give us more information to go from, or me more information, you too. So what gives us more?
I'll watch you thrive on that one.
Oh, that's
Yeah, that's so what do we know about it? It's something that's hard to it's resistant to antibiotics. It's
Well,
on
that's a
our body.
diagnosis. See, this is where we don't go there. We don't go there because that's a diagnosis that they needed. It may be the technical thing of it, but see, she just described something completely different just now. The symptoms are breakouts on the body, anywhere on the body. That's something else entirely.
Yeah. All right. Well,
That's why it's so
this
important you
mystery will
don't
be
do the
unraveled.
diagnosis.
True. Yeah. And it is a little harder. As much detail as possible when you're writing that out for the next round. Okay. Question master. What else do we have? I kind of like this question master thing. I don't have to come up with fluffy words about being the rainbow butterfly child in the
She could
sky.
be, question master. Yeah, rainbow child.
We'll let the
Question
audience come
master
up with
with
the fluffy
rainbows.
words. Everybody's been posting rainbow stuff lately. I think that's where that came from. And I love that because it's, there's so much joy in a rainbow. I like it.
So Martha did answer
Okay.
that I would have to ask them. Thanks anyway. Love you girls.
Oh,
So.
thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, that was nice of you to try to get some answers.
Yes. But
We
see, that's
appreciate
it's
that.
where it's not just I have the there's this word and I need to know what it is. It's much more involved than that. Your body is really trying to deliver messages, and we need to the symptoms are what tell us. They give us a really good clue to the message. And then when it started, and then what was going on in their life. Not what went on to cause the issue. That's not what I'm looking for. Just what was going on in your life in general around that time that the symptoms started. Okay, so those are the two big questions. So whenever you can get those, just feel free to write back and do my best to find, see it, and answer it.
Yeah, I like it. Go
Are you
ahead,
there?
Tiffany.
Are you ready for the question, Master?
We're ready for the question, Master, but I do want to say that Anne Marie writes in here, rainbows are unicorn sparkles. So we're just going to
Oh.
enjoy that. Okay, question, Master, what's up?
This question's from Fawn. Tiffany, goddess of the questions. I'll also accept that one.
Very good. Yes.
Curious to know what energy, lessons, or spiritual meaning do the ladybugs bring? I have had them hanging
Oh.
around for about a week, even after I set them free.
Oh.
Well, that's where we go to our handy site. That's
Well,
one of the things we do is like, what do the ladybugs
before
mean?
you read that, let me see what comes in and then we'll compare
Absolutely.
them.
I'll just go ahead
Okay.
and be looking this up while you
So
do that.
the ladybugs are supposed to be a symbol of good luck. And so as I'm looking at that with Fawn, I just feel like Fawn, there's a loved one on the other side that just wants you to know that they're there and that that you have something really good coming, and to keep your energy up because it's coming for you, and it would be the symbol of good luck for you that something's coming, but it feels like a loved one's trying to get you that message.
That makes sense. This it says ladybugs symbolize good luck, protection, and the arrival of love and happiness.
Wonderful.
They're also seen as messengers of divine guidance and a call to follow your heart, representing a connection to nature and the spark of childlike wonder.
Oh, we love the childlike wonder. That's the key to all things. That lovely little innocence of the child. Love it.
Yeah,
All
ladybugs are
right.
really cool.
Yeah. Okay, question master. What was she, the queen of questions?
Goddess,
Goddess
goddess.
of questions. My.
Well, this one's about to get even better.
Ooh.
This question is from Alice. Tiffany, goddess of the metaphysical hour.
Well done, Alice. Well done.
Alice, you don't understand what you're creating. It's all good though.
Sure.
It though? Why in God's green earth did the universe keep me from a Disney dream trip with 10 family members by giving me a virus? Good
Oh,
question.
Alice. So Alice is one of the bank's people, am I correct? That would be for Tiffany. Maybe you don't know. Anyways,
Midland?
yes.
Okay.
So she gets to go to Disneyland a lot, and her family loves Disneyland. So I feel your pain, Alice. I feel it. Why didn't you get to go? If you're able to let that go and be in the flow, like we were talking about, this is a gift for you. There's something about, I don't know if you just needed some rest or, but it feels like there's a shift coming in for you, and that this is an opportunity for you to be more present because you would be so distracted with all the fun. And so this is kind of like a gift for you to be at home. And I'm sorry, I'm feeling it, but I want to be there. It's okay. There's something in this for you. This experience is happening for you, for you, for you. And don't forget that piece. And there's something about the 10 family members that are going. There's something in it for them too, because you're usually there, and somebody's going to have an experience with that they need to have to put their ducks in a row, or like maybe there's something that they've been taking for granted that they're like, oh my gosh, yeah, I don't want to. Like, I miss having mom here with us and all the things. And so there's something bigger at play here, and your higher self agreed to play this out. So it's about all of you, what I'm getting. You get anything to add to that?
No, it's a similar thing. Like, you're getting more specific, but it's like, yeah, it's maybe, yeah, there's a gift maybe in the space that you'll have, or the, maybe it's a luxury. Oh, I just, that came in luxury.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, I know how much that trip means to her, so I feel it. I can feel that. But I do feel like there's something really positive that's going to come out of that for everyone. It'll be a good experience, and I'm hearing you won't miss any more. Don't worry, but take care of yourself with the virus. That's also something that you're used to taking care of everybody else, so it's time to take care of you.
Nice.
Okay.
And that's probably exactly it. I mean, anytime we get sick, it's like, one, we need rest. We need to take care of ourselves. It's those things. It's like, pull back in. You've got too much out. That's what's come back in.
Yeah, that is kind of the feeling I was getting too, is that there's too much of this and it needs to come back in. Yeah. It's all right. You know what it does? It makes an excuse for them to plan another trip.
Yeah, there
So,
you go.
yeah. So there you go. Pretty good. All right. Well, I think we're at the time now where we're going to talk about all things QHHT
Everything QHHT. If you want to have a session, if you want to become a practitioner, then you want to go to QHHTofficial.com. If you want to be a practitioner, Tracy, well, God, that's so weird. Your name just went whoop, poof.
her name. If only it were written in front of me on the
I
little
know.
tab.
That was the weirdest
Girl's on
thing.
the screen
I
with
wanted to call
me.
you something with a C. What was popping in there? That was interesting. Like,
Clarice.
or Consuelo. I mean, it was something odd. I'm like, it was just for that my nanosecond, and then it went, that's not
Oh my
it.
gosh, they just changed my name. That's awesome. I didn't know you could do that. I don't know if the audience could see it, but yeah, did you see it? He changed my
No,
name, made it
and mine
stretch
only
way
comes
out.
up. I can only see the names when I move my cursor,
Oh,
so the names aren't there for me.
that's hilarious.
But oh yeah, he's playing with us now.
Yeah, it's fun to
Anyway,
have a
so
producer.
if yeah, if you would like to become a practitioner and help people to understand who they really are, get answers to their questions, to these big mysteries of life, and what's really going on. Some of these things we've been
Get
covering, that's
healing.
exactly what they are.
Get
Pardon?
healing from Mercer.
Absolutely. Get healing, get the
Yeah.
understanding of what that really is. It's a message. So once you get that message and understand it and act on it, it will go away. And that's what these sessions are really, really good at, is getting you the message of what it is. So anyway, Tracy, that's her name, Tracy, has a code that you can use to get 10% off. Actually, it's $100 off them, I think. I'm not sure anymore. Let's just stay with where we are. Use this
You're gonna
code.
get some money off.
You'll get a discount.
You're gonna get a discount if you use the code. The magic is real. It's all one word. Just make it one word. The magic is real. That will get you money off. Now
It
that
will
I
get you
know not
money
to say
off.
10%.
Yes, 10% or $100.
We don't know. It's good. It'll be
So.
a surprise. Enjoy it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then but yeah, you can find practitioners on there. And if you wanted to find Tracy, she's on there. And where are you, Tracy?
I am in Oregon, and I'm about a 40-minute drive from the Portland airport. So my website has tracymahan.com has my office address if you want to seek that out. And if you're in the Oregon, Washington area, a nice little drive. Yeah. It's
Yeah.
out in a very cute little town called Forest Grove. It's a nice little area. And yeah, so if you'd like a session, or like Julia was saying, if you want to find someone in your area, go to find a practitioner.
Yeah, because you can search. I mean, we have practitioners all over the world. And so you can go in there and search your area or where you're willing to travel to, and just see who resonates with you. Look at their site, look at their profile, look at their eyes, look into them. That's how you can tell, and trust yourself to know the right person to go to. So this goes back to the trust again. So that's so that you can find someone. Let's see here. Is that we don't have a place yet for the retreat, the next retreat. It will be in the United States. It will be next year, but we don't have it secured yet. So I'll let you know as soon as we do. And it will also be on that site. If you would like more information, like on my book, Soul Speak, The Language of Your Body, and my course, that's it. You can get the course information. It's upside down, juliacannon.com. And
Like something doesn't look right.
exactly. So let's see what else. And I think we're about there. Tiffany, thank you so much.
Thank you, Tiffany.
Thank you.
Love it.
Thank
And
you, everybody.
thank you to
Love
our
you.
producer as well for the humor
Absolutely.
in
Keeping us entertained. So
that.
love you all. That's what I was gonna say. You said
Yeah,
it right as I was
wow.
saying it. Love you all
Bye,
and see you next time. Bye.
everybody. See you next time.